When America's first president was a young man, he copied for his own use a set of 110 rules for proper behavior and conversation in the 18th century. A new project at the University of Virginia is encouraging young people to review George Washington's rules and create standards of social behavior for Americans of the 21st century. It's called the Civility Project. George Washington was so concerned with matters of propriety that he carefully followed his rules of civility, according to Theodore Crackle, editor-in-chief of the Papers of George Washington at the University of Virginia.
Washington, as a young man, probably about 16 years old, read a book about an English general by the name of Schomberg, and discovered that Schomberg had been a follower of rules of civility. And Washington sought out a set of such rules and copied them down and seems to have lived by them the rest of his life, with few exceptions, I'm sure. Washington had a temper. Some people have suggested that, these rules of civility allowed him to sort of control his temper and his anger. It was one of the things that marked him as a great man.
Washington's rules, Crackle says, had their origins at the end of the 16th century at a Jesuit college in France. They covered almost every aspect of social interactions, and he adds, many are universal and still relevant.
If someone else is speaking, be quiet and listen to them. If you are walking with other people, stay with them. Don't try to get out in front. If you are trying to talk to other people, talk to them in a proper tone of voice, in a proper volume.
Crackle says the cultural atmosphere of the 1700s encouraged and, in fact, expected civility, an ethic that he contends has changed over time.
We seem to become increasingly busy, always on the go, doing things. It's interesting that technology has caused part of this. Life was a little slower paced. Courtesies may have been a little bit easier to live by at that point in time. But life has gotten more complex in some ways and certainly more rushed. I think that has had a detrimental effect on our civility.
And he suggests there are times when modern Americans wish society was more observant of simple, common courtesies.
I think everybody is a bit put off by people who carry on loud cell phone conversations in areas where you're sort of a captive audience to what they're talking about to someone else. Also, I see people walking down sidewalks, taking up the entire sidewalk, and really not wanting to give way to people coming the other direction. Sort of an analog to the driving, too. They do the same thing on the road. Sometimes feel that wherever their car is on the road, that's for their part of the road, and not giving really consideration to people that are sharing the space with them.
To make a place for civility in our modern life, Crackle came up with the idea of the Civility Project at the University of Virginia. Subtitled George Washington Meets the 21st Century, he says it serves two purposes.
We want the students to learn about Washington and the rules that he lived by. But second, we hope that this will be a set of rules that students will find they can adopt for themselves and live by them. And not just students, but everyone, because I think that common rules that apply to young people also have an analog in lives of older people, too.
Crackle invited Judith Martin, who writes the nationally syndicated Miss Manners column, to be the advisor of the project. Martin gave a speech kicking off the project last month. So did UVA junior Erica Mitchell, a history major and the project's student chair.
I think people are going to realize that and think that, you know, wow, these are things that we all need to be thinking about.
She says around 35 students are currently working on the project.
Right now, we're starting to advertise. We're trying to get the word out there as far as we can to as many people we can reach. We're working very much on sculpting the categories that we're going to use to kind of like organize these rules. We've definitely worked to make sure that people understand that the project is not necessarily geared towards students, but instead involves students as the people that are going to be selecting the rules.
Reaching out to students beyond the University of Virginia, she says, is key to bringing different perspectives to the project.
We don't want this to be, like I said, a Virginia Rules of Civility or just a Southern Rules of Civility or something of that nature. We want to make sure that, you know, everyone has a chance for their voice to be heard on this project.
Students are invited to visit the project's website and submit their lists of rules. Historian and early American scholar Theodore Crackle says they'll be accepting suggestions through the summer.
Then in the fall, when the students come back, student committees will begin to work on these lists, and they will, from all the suggestions that we get, we think we'll have thousands of them, they will then distill this down to a set of 110 rules.
It will be interesting, Civility Project members say, to see how Washington's rules inspire young people today. And no matter what the final list of 110 contemporary rules looks like, they hope the project will bring civility back into the American consciousness. I'm Faith Lapidus.